has tonight announced she's taking a break from social media after reigniting a long-running family feud with shocking comments about her grandfather Bob.
So we all love the Irwins. I mean, everyone loves Australia Zoo. And when you see these headlines, you're like, what? What? They don't get along? Because Bindi Irwin has made headlines because she posted a beautiful tribute for Father's Day, because it's Father's Day over in the States, to her husband and to her father-in-law and also to her dad, Steve, but left out Bob. And someone innocently just said, oh, what about your grandfather, Bob?
What about Bob?
What about Bob? And she went on and said that he's never said a single kind word to me personally and it breaks my heart, but it's not a healthy relationship to engage in.
Because there's always been the rumours that there's been a rift between Steve's family and his father after he passed away, but no one's ever officially really sort of mentioned anything from
And Bindi never normally speaks about it, so that's why it's made headline, and people jump to Bob's defence as well. And someone who we know quite well, Amanda French, she's the co-writer of Bob Irwin's autobiography, The Last Crocodile Hunter, and also a really good friend of Bob, right?
Yeah, absolutely. He's one of the best people I know, so, yeah, quite upset about what's happened in the last 48 hours, and I think quite a lot of people are jumping in to defend him. It's not much of a secret, I guess, that there is a rift and has been for quite a few years since Bob actually resigned from Australia Zoo in 2008. Bob hasn't seen the kids since that time, and it's a surprise as to what was said and how Bindi came out and saying what she said. I mean, it was some pretty weighty terms that were thrown around, psychological abuse, all of that sort of stuff. I mean, you'd have to have some pretty big evidence to back that. It's a pretty big call to make.
And what was Bob's relationship like with Terry before Steve passed? Because I get the sense that that's where the rift is.
Yeah, there was never any sort of bad blood there. I think Bob will take the real reasons as to why he resigned from Australia Zoo to his grave. That's just the kind of person he is. He's maintained a very neutral position about it. Even when he published his autobiography, it was a very, beautiful, neutral way of describing the reasons he left. And the reason he did that is because he knew there'd be consequences for Australia Zoo. He didn't see eye to eye on some certain issues to do with Australia Zoo at the time and some of the animals. So
were the issues?
I can't talk about that, but it's definitely something that, he just wanted to sort of have as a private matter between him and the management of the zoo. They didn't see eye to eye on it, and ultimately he resigned. Mm.
It's obviously Bindi's truth, you know, and I don't know if the issue started, I guess, before she was born even. I don't really know, but her truth of saying that the gifts were returned that she had sent Bob, is that true, or do you know why?
Yeah, absolutely. It is true. And I guess there's more context to that story. And that is, they haven't had a relationship since 2007, 2008, which was the last time he saw the kids as well. Mm. The gifts were returned because they were odd. They're always from Terry Irwin, never from the kids. It doesn't say from Terry, Bindi and Robert. I've been there when he's been sent an anniversary gift, for example, which was a shower cap. Like, really strange thing to send a man. And to me, it's a passive aggressive thing to do, and that's my perspective, not Bob's, but it's strange. And after a while of that, Bob and his wife Judy did return one of the gifts at some point, but yes, never any correspondence from Bindi herself.
I guess then, so Steve's burial place is the inside the zoo there. That would mean Bob hasn't even been able to set foot inside the zoo.
Correct. That's hard for him not to be able to return to his son's resting place, as you can understand. So, yeah, he hasn't been back to Australia Zoo since there was a when the Australia Zoo Wildlife Hospital was launched back in 2008. It was supposed to be dedicated to Bob and his late wife, Lynn, because that was where Lynn did the bulk of her wildlife work in the old avocado shed out the back. They actually retracted Bob's invitation to attend that launch, but he attended anyway. I organised that event and I remember him turning up that day and sitting in the audience looking very upset, but he came in, he said nothing, he watched the opening and the unveiling and he left. So
you've worked at the zoo and spent a lot of time there, and you're obviously very close to the family. What's your view of Terry? Did you get along with Terry when you worked there?
I guess all I will say on that is, a lot of people have left Australia so with the same feeling. When I went back to write the book and spoke to a lot of those key people who worked with Bob and Steve, there was still some bad blood there about how they felt that they were treated, and they still feel so passionate about what they were doing there, how they felt about Bob and Steve's management, that they just adored them and loved them and learned so much from them, and they've never had a boss like that again. And I think that was what I took away from writing the book, is there was just so much love and respect for Bob. That's what upset me the most for him, reading the comment from Bindi, is that there was a lot of talk about the financial support the zoo had given him as if it was like a zoo handout for Bob. Mm. You have to remember that Bob gave them that zoo. He gave that to Terry and Steve when they were married, but it was always the agreement that he would be on a pension for the remainder of his days, you know, in return for that, that he would be looked after.
At any point, have you sat down with Bob and gone, hey, look, is it just worth pushing this all to the side and just...
Absolutely, and I guess that has happened for him numerous times. So his stance, and when we wrote the book, we decided, because he'd tried a number of times to write to the kids through the zoo, and we don't know if it ever got through. I mean, when mail goes to the zoo, it goes to, you know, up to 1,000 staff somewhere in there out the back. We decided to write the close off the book with a message to his grandkids, which was beautiful, and he says nothing but great things about them. He says they're always welcome if they ever turned up. But I think it would be very hard for Bob to ring Terry or ring Australia Zoo and say, hey, guys, like, can we fix this?
It would be nice if they did now. Now there's another generation as well. Like, I know that it's so unusual for this to be so public now, but you hope as a result that maybe something will be repaired.
Let's do it on air.
Yeah.
Let's get them together on air here on B105 and do the reunion all of Brisbane wants.
I think that's a big wish.
Yeah.
No, no, hey, you know, dreams can come true, Amanda. Well, we'd love to speak to Bob. We know that you're very close to him, and he was a bit apprehensive to actually come on the air and speak. So if you could reach out to him, we would love to speak to him. Thank you so much. Amanda French, co-writer of Bob Irwin's autobiography, The Last Crocodile Hunter. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, guys.